God understands completely. In our gospel for today, Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray. It is probably the most famous prayer in the entire Bible. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, then you know it. You know the Lord's Prayer. Like many of us, it may have been the first thing you ever memorized. We pray it during literally every service in the prayer book, from baptisms to burial. It's a fundamental part of our worship. But how often do we really take some time to pay attention to what it says? How often do we pay attention to what it requires of us? For me, the part of the Lord's Prayer that is most challenging, the part that always brings me up short, is the connection Jesus makes between God's forgiveness and our need to forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus says, he is teaching his disciples that if we really want God to forgive us for the things we have done and left undone, as the prayer book says, then we must be willing to forgive others. The prayer doesn't say, forgive us our trespasses and we will try to forgive those who trespass against us. It doesn't say, forgive us our trespasses and we will forgive those who apologize. No, it says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others who have trespassed against us. It is conditional language that makes a clear demand on each of us. Some time ago, I was out working in my yard one afternoon, mowing and watering and generally cleaning up. And when I finished my work, I forgot to put the hose away. I put away all the other tools, the rake, so forth and so on, but for some reason I forgot the hose, and I left it curled in a big pile on a patch of grass at the side of my yard. Now, it was close to a week before I discovered my mistake, and when I picked up that hose, the grass beneath it was dead, yellow, and burnt, and suffocated. You could see the hose outlined in the grass, the coils resembling some large snake. I was so mad at myself at that point, because I'd worked so hard on the grass. But the weight of that hose and the way it absorbed the heat killed the grass, burning it, smothering it. And it took, as you all know, weeks for that patch of grass to recover. Now, why am I talking about hoses? Well, when we hold on to grudges, when we hold on to resentments or injuries done to us or slights done to us, when we refuse to forgive others, our souls become like that patch of grass in my yard. Our resentments, our grudges, they coil around us like that hose, smothering us, blocking out the love of God, and slowly killing us spiritually. To thrive, we must forgive. To be forgiven, we must forgive. There's a legend from the Middle Ages about a nun who claimed to have seen Jesus. Not surprisingly, there was a lot of skepticism about her claim, and the local bishop in charge of the nunnery set up an examination to check whether or not her story was legitimate. He asked the nun if in her vision she was able to speak with Jesus. Did they have a conversation? She said, yes, they did. Well, the bishop thought that if he could come up with a question that no one else would know the answer to and have her ask Jesus, he could test her claim. So he said to the nun, next time our Lord comes to you in this vision, ask him, what is the greatest sin I have committed? 3 months later, the nun made an appointment to see the bishop and said she had again seen a vision of Jesus. "Did you ask him about my sin?" the bishop said. "Yes," the nun replied, "I did." "Well, what did he say?" The nun responded, "Jesus said he can't remember it anymore." Someone once said that to preach the greatest sermon on forgiveness, all you had to do was point to the cross. Jesus was born and he lived and he died in order to love us, in order to bring us closer to God. And we rejected that love and nailed him to that cross. But God in Christ forgave us for that crime. Moreover, God not only forgave us, God took the cross and turned it into this symbol of new life. And the joy of Easter Sunday always follows the tragedy of Good Friday. And we are promised that there is nothing we can do or have done for which God cannot forgive us. If only we ask. And once we are forgiven, our souls are wiped clean, and that sin is forgotten forever. To close, God knows we all need forgiveness for something or other. I need it. You need it. We all need it. And forgiveness brings healing with God, with others, and with ourselves. So look at that cross again and see the greatest sermon on forgiveness ever preached. And remember that you are loved exactly the way you are. Then look around you. And before too long, you will find someone in your life who needs your forgiveness, your love. Then there's nothing left to do except to give it.